Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
I have a serious question for you today, Elsie.
What's that?
Do you ever just want to stay inside, away from the world?
Yes, it happens to me a lot, actually. I just want to stay at home when I don't have to work. Does it also happen to you?
It happens to me sometimes. Not very often, but sometimes I just get tired of dealing with other people and I need to be alone for a while.
So what do you do?
Well, I just stay at home alone. I don't go out with my friends or even send them messages. I usually spend my time doing my own work or reading or watching TV. Is that what you like to do?
Yeah, exactly the same. Sometimes I turn off my cell phone so that I don't have to worry about any text messages or anything that happens on Facebook or Instagram.
That's a good idea.
Right.
But we still have to go to work, though.
That's right. We can't just stay inside all the time.
Well, today's article is about some people who do stay at home, though.
Really? I'm interested to hear more about them.
Well, let's get started then.
Reading. Giving the hikikomori a voice. Naohiro Kimura, a 32-year-old Japanese man, has spent much of the past several years alone inside his apartment. Kimura is what's known in Japanese as a hikikomori. Hikikomori is defined as someone who hasn't left home or talked with others for over 6 months. Many hikikomori suffer from mental health problems, including depression. However, hikikomori is about more than just mental health. It is also related to Japanese culture. In Japanese society, people, particularly men, are under pressure to succeed. If they can't meet these expectations, they might feel ashamed and keep themselves away from society. In Kimura's case, he became a hikikomori after he failed his law school exams. No one is exactly sure how many hikikomori are living in Japan. Estimates range from 541,000 to 1 million sufferers, though some say this number could be much higher. What's worse, many government studies underestimate how serious the problem really is. That's because both female hikikomori and those over the age of 40 often slip through the cracks.
Our article begins today by saying, Naohiro Kimura, a 32-year-old Japanese man, has spent much of the past several years alone inside his apartment.
Wow, he has a way more serious problem than ours. Naohiro Kimura 在过去的几年来完全足不出户，独自在待在家里头。It sounds so lonely to me.
I agree, but let's get back to the article to learn more about Kimura. It says, Kimura is what's known in Japanese as a hikikomori. Now, I'm probably saying that wrong, and I'll probably say it wrong a lot, so bear with me during this article. Now, we saw the phrase be known as here, and we use this phrase to say that someone or something is called by a particular name, and that's how people know who or what it is. For example, we could say, Michael is actually known as Tall Mike because he's the tallest of our friends.
Michael 被称作 Tall Mike 因为他是我们当中最高的。Be known as 后面加一个名词代表的是被称作是或是被认为是。课文中的主角 Kimura is known as a hikikomori, 被称作简居族。另外跟同学们补充哦，如果我们今天的介系词换成 for, be known for, 后面加名词或动名词是什么意思呢？代表的是啊，以某个原因而闻名，也就是 be famous for 的意思。For example, this restaurant is known for its seafood, 这间餐厅啊，是以它的海鲜闻名。
Okay, let's find out a bit more about hikikomori and what this Japanese word means. The article tells us hikikomori is defined as someone who hasn't left home or talked with others for over 6 months. Now we have a vocabulary word to talk about in that sentence. It's the verb define, and it's spelled D-E-F-I-N-E, define. When you define a word, you clearly explain what the word's meaning is. For example, we might say, Diana asked the teacher, Can you define this word? I don't understand it.
老师，你可以定义这个字吗？我不了解它的意思。To define a word 就是给某字下定义。课文中 define 以被动态出现。Be defined as 后面加名词带出这个字的意义。Hikikomori is defined as someone who hasn't left home or talked with others for over 6 months. 我们看到 us 后面加的是 someone 这个名词，再用一个形容词子句形容 someone 这个人，让我们知道啊 ，hikikomori 指的是不出门也不跟别人说话超过6个月以上的人。
So hikikomori stay at home without ever going out or talking to other people. This has to last for at least 6 months.
Does the article tell us why?
Of course. Let's see what it says next. Many hikikomori suffer from mental health problems, including depression. Let's take a look at the phrase suffer from. When you suffer from something, you have a disease, an illness,or a problem with your body or mind. For example, Walter suffers from a rare disease that affects his heart.
Walter 罹患了一个会影响他心脏的罕见疾病。Suffer from 后面加疾病的名称代表的就是罹患或受某疾病所苦。课文提到呢，很多的简居族受到 mental health problems 所苦。What does mental mean, Erin?
Well, that's what we're going to look at next. The article used this word mental, which is an adjective. It's spelled M-E-N-T-A-L, mental. We use the adjective mental to talk about things that are related to the mind, the mind's health, or illnesses of the mind. For example, we might say, It's just as important to take care of your mental health as it is your body.
没错，身心健康一样重要。Mental 就是心理的。那身体的我们说 physical， 很多的简居族呢受到 mental health problems， 也就是心理健康问题所苦， including depression。
Right, so one of these mental health problems is called depression, which is actually very common.
没错 ,depression 就是所谓的抑郁症。那它的形容词呢我们很常用哦叫做 depressed。For example, we can say, he's been depressed recently. I don't know what happened to him. 他最近呢一直很忧郁我不知道他发生了什么事情。
Okay, now there's more to it than just these mental health problems. The article tells us, however, hikikomori is about more than just mental health.
So what else causes it?
Well, the article tells us it is also related to Japanese culture.Now here, we use the phrase be related to show that something is connected to another thing in some way. Here, we're saying hikikomori is connected to Japanese culture. Another example could be, scientists believe the reason so many fish are dying is related to the water pollution in the river.
水污染跟鱼的死亡是相关的。A is related to B, A 和 B 相关，也就是呢 A is connected or A is linked to B. 简居族的问题呢跟日本文化是有关联的。How so?
Well, let's find out. The article says, In Japanese society, people, particularly men, are under pressure to succeed. Now we're going to look at the adverb particularly in that sentence. Particularly is spelled P-A-R-T-I-C-U-L-A-R-L-Y, particularly. Now, sometimes we use this word to show that something refers to one specific person, place, or thing. Here, we're saying that both males and females can be hikikomori, but in Japanese culture, men are more likely to be under pressure. Now, for example, we could say that meal was excellent, particularly the fish.
餐点很棒，特别是鱼。我们看到 particularly 这个字哈，它是一个副词，代表的是特别是。我们也可以用 especially 来代替。那如果你把字尾 ly 拿掉，你会看到 particular 这个形容词是特别的。在日本的社会中呢，特别是男人需要承受成功的压力，所以呢容易变成简居族。我们也可以把这句改写成 In Japanese society, people,Men, in particular, are under pressure to succeed.
That's right. Okay, so let's also look at the phrase under pressure. If you're under pressure, you're worried about dealing with a complicated or difficult situation. For example, we might say, the students are under a lot of pressure right now,Because they're writing exams.
学生呢目前承受很大的压力因为他们在写考卷。Be under pressure 是承受压力的意思。注意哦 ,pressure 是一个不可数名词所以你不会看到它的字尾加上 s。那承受压力大我们可以说 be under a lot of pressure, 或者是呢 be under great pressure.
Okay, that doesn't sound like very much fun, does it?
Yeah.
Okay, the article explains what might happen when the pressure to succeed gets too great. It says, if they, or these people, these hikikomori, or these men or women, can't meet these expectations, they might feel ashamed and keep themselves away from society.Now, here we use the noun expectations. Used in this sense, it's a plural noun, so it's spelt expectations. Expectations are the beliefs that something should happen in a certain way, or that someone or something should act in a certain way, or look a certain way.For example, my parents have high expectations of me. They expect me to be great at everything.
我的父母呢对我有很高的期许，他们期望啊我在每个方面都很棒。Expectation 是期许，一个可数名词。动词呢就是例句中有出现的 expect。To have high expectations of somebody 代表的是对某人有很高的期许，就像是在日本社会当中 ，people have high expectations of men， 但是这就让他们活得很辛苦，没有达到人家的期望，就会觉得很羞愧。To meet the expectations 就是要符合期望的意思。
Okay, but we also saw that sometimes people feel ashamed when they can't meet these expectations.
没错 ,ashamed 就是形容词感到羞愧的。
Okay, now here, the article gives us a specific example of this pressure and what happened. It says, in Kumura's case, he became a hikikomori after he failed his law school exams.
Maybe his family had high expectations of him, but after he failed the exams, they were very upset with him.
You could be right. I know when my parents are upset or disappointed with me, I feel very bad.
Yeah, andKimura felt ashamed and chose to be away from others.
I didn't, though. I think there's a difference there.
That's good for you.
Yeah, okay. So the article is going to tell us more about the hikikomori problem. It says, no one is exactly sure how many hikikomori are living in Japan.
I'm sure there's an idea of how many, though.
Yes, there's an idea. The article tells us...Estimates range from 541,000 to 1 million sufferers, though some say this number could be much higher. Now, before we talk about these numbers, let's learn more about the noun estimate.
Estimate 在文章当中是名词的用法，估计、估算。那本身这个字也可以当动词。代换到文章中呢，我们可以说 People estimate that there are about 500,000 to a million sufferers.
That's right. Okay, so the estimate is basically the amount you're guessing a number should be. But let's look at the phrase range from A to B to get a better idea of what we're talking about. When something ranges from A to B, it is included in a group that has set limits at the beginning and end. Here, the low limit is 541,000.And then the high limit is 1 million. However, it could be anywhere between these numbers. Another example could be, the cost of these used cars ranges from $100,000 to $300,000.
To range from A to B, 范围是从 A 到 B.
Now, we also saw that the numbers could be much higher than 1 million.
Much higher, 这边不仅有形容词比较级 higher, 还在前面加上副词 much 来修饰，加强语气，可以用来修饰比较级让语气更强烈的副词，除了 much 之外，还有 even,far, yet, 或者是 a lot. 所以我们还可以用 even higher, far higher, yet higher, or a lot higher 来代换文章中的 much higher.
Okay, there's another problem as well. The article tells us, what's worse, many government studies underestimate how serious the problem really is. We're going to look at the phrase, what's worse, first. We use this phrase to show that there are more problems than what you've already talked about. For example, my car broke down this morning. What's worse?It's going to cost $10,000 to fix.
我的车子呢今天早上坏了。What's worse, 更糟的是要花上10,000块台币来修理。文章当中更糟糕的事情是许多 government studies 低估了这个问题的严重性。
Next, we use the noun government, which is spelled G-O-V-E-R-N-M-E-N-T, government.The government is the group of people who run a country and makes decisions about the laws. As the president, Tsai Ing-wen is in charge of the government.
Government, 政府。文章中提到的 government studies, 也就是政府所执行的研究。
Okay, so the Japanese government has done studies about hikikomori. However, there were problems with their studies. That's because they underestimated the problem.
That's right, underestimate, 它是动词低估，也就是我们刚刚看到的 estimate 这个字的前面加上了 under。那如果今天是高估呢？那我们就把 under 改成 over, overestimate.
The article tells us how they underestimated the problem. It says, that's because both female hikikomori and those over the age of 40 often slip through the cracks. We've got one last vocabulary word to talk about here, and that's the adjective female, which is spelled F-E-M-A-L-E, female. Female is the adjective used to describe girls or women.The adjective to describe men and boys is male. In an example sentence, we could say, This is a female bathroom, so only women can use it.
Female, 形容词女性的，那男性的我们说 male.
So the problem is that female and older hikikomori are not always being included in these government studies. That's why it says they are slipping through the cracks. Slip or fall through the cracks is today's shortcut for you. Let's take a break to hear more about this phrase. When we come back, Elsie and I will be talking about today's For You Chat question.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, you're back. So, were you cast in the new film?
No.
How can you be sure you didn't get the part? Did you mess up your lines or something?
It was worse than that. I kept waiting for them to call my name, but they never did.
Wait.They just called everyone's name except for yours?
Yes! They didn't seem to know I was trying out for a part. I must have slipped through the cracks or something.
So you didn't get the part, and you slipped and fell into a crack?
I didn't actually fall down. To slip through the cracks means to go unnoticed or to be ignored.
So, to slip through the cracks means 遭遗漏.
You got it.
That's terrible. This part could have made you famous.
Well, I doubt that.
Why? I'm sure you wouldn't have slipped through the cracks with your natural talent.
The part was unnamed woman in bar.
Oh, got it.
For you chat.
Okay, well, that was a bit of a serious article today, Elsie.
Yeah.
And we have a serious for you chat question. Whoa. To go along with it. The question is, how do you deal with negative events that happen in your life?
Wow, this is a really serious topic.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I'll try to figure out what I can do to change the situation.
Right.
But if it's not what I can do, I'll just go jogging.
Okay.
Or go swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Do something that can make me feel happy and try not to be affected by it.
Right. So exercise.
Yeah, exercise. Or sometimes I'll talk with a close friend.
Right.
Every time after I talk with a friend about the bad things, mm-hmm. that happen in my life, I feel a lot better.
It's good to release those negative feelings.
Yes.
And don't keep them inside. If you keep them inside, you're just going to end up feeling bad all the time.
Yeah, and you explode somehow.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm about the same as you. I always talk to my friends about what's happening. For a little while, maybe for like an hour after something bad happens, I just kind of sit in my room and I be really grumpy and I cross my arms and I say bad words and maybe I yell or cry. And then I calm down and I say, okay, I need to talk to someone about this. So I'll talk to my friends and then I'll probably go out and try to be outside for a bit and do something that makes me feel a little bit happier, and then I'll try to fix the problem.
Yeah, and I know some people, they would go shopping.
I don't do that because I don't have enough money to shop my pain away.
Me neither.
If only.
So next time we'll just go jogging together, maybe.
Right, yes. Okay, well, that's all the time we have to talk about this question for today. You guys can talk about it too. It's always good to talk about these negative events. So for now, we're saying goodbye. For English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Giving the hikikomori a voice. Naohiro Kimura, a 32-year-old Japanese man, has spent much of the past several years alone inside his apartment. Kimura is what's known in Japanese as a hikikomori. Hikikomori is defined as someone who hasn't left home or talked with others for over 6 months. Many hikikomori suffer from mental health problems, including depression. However, hikikomori is about more than just mental health. It is also related to Japanese culture. In Japanese society, people, particularly men, are under pressure to succeed. If they can't meet these expectations, they might feel ashamed and keep themselves away from society. In Kimura's case, he became a hikikomori after he failed his law school exams. No one is exactly sure how many hikikomori are living in Japan. Estimates range from 541,000 to 1 million sufferers, though some say this number could be much higher. What's worse, many government studies underestimate how serious the problem really is. That's because both female hikikomori and those over the age of 40 often slip through the cracks.
Vocabulary review.
Define. The teacher defined the difficult word for the students. Mental. The doctors are worried about Zach's mental health after he lost his parents in an airplane crash. Particularly. Christine does well in all her subjects, particularly math. Expectation. The coach has high expectations of his team. He wants them to win the championship this year. Government. Victor is studying politics because he wants to work for the government in the future. Female. The police chief is going to hire more female police officers this year.